With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Citing a threat to national security, President Trump is slamming the door on citizens of a dozen countries. They'll be barred from entering the U.S.
President Trump said this proclamation will go into effect on Monday. So if you do not already have a visa, if you do not already have a refugee status, you will be restricted from entering the country. In the first time he did this in 2017, he was bogged down in the American court system, facing multiple challenges in different courts across America, and that it had to be amended multiple times before it was eventually held up by the Supreme Court.
The BBC's Jay Kwan, in Mr. Trump's words, we cannot have open migration from any country where we cannot safely and reliably vet and screen those who seek to enter the United States. Israel has recovered the bodies of two Israeli-American hostages. They were captured by Hamas in the deadly 2023 raid on Israel. The captives' remains have since been returned to Israel. The terrorists thought to still hold 56 hostages in Gaza. It has been a wild and a deadly week of weather for some parts of the country.
One man has died in Dallas after his vehicle became stuck in high water during heavy rain and severe weather. A tornado touched down in the Kansas City area, and firefighters made about 70 water rescues around Wichita, Kansas. With more storms in the forecast, officials warn that the soil in the area is saturated, and even an inch or two of rainfall could lead to localized flooding. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Former GOP congressman and Trump critic David Jolly announces he's running for Florida governor as a Democrat. The Egyptian national charged in Sunday's horrific anti-Semitic attack in Boulder, Colorado, due in state court today. On Wall Street, Dow futures up 56 points. This is SRN News. America's public schools have spent a lot on DEI.
According to an investigation by the group Defending Education, roughly $123 million taxpayer dollars went to installing diversity, equity, and inclusion programs in classrooms across the country. Critics say DEI promotes the LGBT agenda and, in some cases, racism. Defending Education spokesman Erica Sanzi tells the Christian Post, quote, tinkering in the minds of other people's children is big business, and countless K through 12 schools across the country are active participants. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
For the third consecutive year, Louisiana lawmakers have rejected a bill. It would have allowed young victims of rape to get an abortion. The legislation would have added cases where a girl under the age of 17 and impregnated as a result of rape to the narrow list of exceptions for the Louisiana abortion ban. The law went into effect in 2022. This is SRN News. A word of caution about looking for love in all the wrong places in cyberspace.
Dating apps are being linked to reports of Americans being lured to Mexico and kidnapped. Authorities at the U.S. consulate in Guadalajara issued an alert about recent incidents in Puerto Vallarta and elsewhere. Officials did not name any specific dating apps, but they have warned users to be careful and only meet in public places. Authorities also encourage travelers to be aware of the U.S. State Department's travel advisories for Mexico. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Federal authorities have arrested a Washington man who they say provided chemicals to make explosives used to bomb a California fertility clinic in May. 32-year-old Daniel Park was arrested in New York upon his extradition from Poland. He allegedly sent more than 250 pounds of ammonium nitrate to the bomber who died in the explosion. More details, SRNNews.com.